Welcome to Kidmen Talk, the webcast where my goal is to equip and encourage you in your children's ministry. Today's show is sponsored by the letter M, and we'll have not just one, but two Kidmen keywords. I can't wait to tell you about both. This is Carl Bastian, a.k.a. The Kidologist, the creator of Kidology.org, your one-stop destination for all things children's ministry. If you're not a premium member of Kidology.org, you are truly cheating yourself from the best Kidmen deal on or offline. Nowhere else can you find as many resources and training and fellowship for less than 17 cents a day. It's like going to a Kidmen conference every single day of the year right on your computer. If you've not yet signed up as a premium member to gain access to the vast resources awaiting you, I've got a special coupon I'm going to give out on the show today that will give you an extra 3 months for free to try it for the first time. So I am glad you're listening. So let's talk Kidmen. Well, that is right. It is February and it is the month of love, and everybody's getting ready for Valentine's Day. They're getting ready to think about how they're going to show love to that special somebody. And I know some of you are rebels out there. You're saying, you know, it's a holiday invented by Hallmark. No, that's Sweetest Day. That's in October. Valentine's Day, if you ignore it, you're a bum. Okay, you need to plan something special for that special somebody in your life. Whether you're single, trying to become unsinglized, as Rhett and Link would say. If you don't know who Rhett and Link are, they're very cool. Look them up on YouTube. They're awesome dudes. And I think they're Christians because I spotted them in What's in the Bible. I think they're friends of Phil Vischer. That's just a little theory I have because I've seen those guys in Phil Vischer's Jelly Telly videos. That's just a little theory I have. But anyway, they use the term unsinglized in their little dating advice videos that they do on YouTube. But anyway, I am distracting myself. But here on Kidology, we have caught the spirit of love. And you know who we love here in Kidology? We love you. And we especially love our premium members of Kidology because those are the ones who are supporting our ministry. They're the ones who are benefiting the most from Kidology because they are the ones who can get everything. They're the ones that benefit from all of the rich content. They're the ones that can access everything on Kidology. And so we have declared February, we love our members month. In fact, we have set up a special page that you can log into. It's kidology.org/loves you because Kidology loves you. And every week of February, we are going to have a special deal just for our premium members. That's right. You're going to get $14 off something 1 week, 14% off something another week. And there's going to be some incredible deals. I can't even say what they are because they're just so incredible. And they're going to be revealed on a members only page. And so we just want to show you the love this month. And if you're not a member, a premium member of Kidology, you need to sign up. Now remember, we are a nonprofit organization. If you have not joined because you cannot afford it, you're a student, you're a missionary, you're at a church that's got like 10 kids and you don't have that membership fee in your budget, just go to the membership page, fill out the scholarship application, and we'll give it to you. Freely we have received, freely we will give if you cannot afford it. So there is no excuse to not be a premium member of Kidology. So go to that join page, sign up, and do not miss out on everything that Kidology has to offer you because this is the month of membership. And I thought I needed to, you know, we need to warm up the month with a great love song that just talks about the love of God. And so what better song to just get into the mood of love here on Kidology and the love of God and how much that He just loves us and we love Him and we love each other than from Creative Ministry Solutions, one of their parodies. And so I just thought I would just warm your hearts up with this beautiful song.
Every night in my prayers, I hear God, I feel God. That is how I know He'll go on.
I'm sorry, I just can't do that to you. But it's a great song, but I'm sorry, I just can't do that to you. But I had to just play that intro to you. I love those parodies, but I love you too much to play that whole song for you. But if you want to get an extra great deal at the end of the podcast, I'm going to give you a discount code that if you have never joined Kidology, this is for new members only. I'm going to give you a code where you can join for an entire year, but you'll get 15 months instead of 12 months. So you keep listening. At the end of the show, I'm going to give you that. So our first Kidmin key word for today is membership. I know, that's terrible. But anyway, our Kidmin key letter for the day is the letter M. And so our first one is Kidology membership. That is what you need if you're in children's ministry. There's just so much on the website, from content to resources to discounts in the store to the job center to Kidology coaching to the vast resource directory that's there to the job center to blah, blah, blah. There's just so much. I don't want to take any more time to talk about it. You just need to surf around that site. Every time people tell me they finally pulled the trigger and joined and they discover how much is in there, how deep and how wide the site is, they say, man, I wish I had signed up for that premium membership years ago. There are things in there in the content areas of the website that one post is worth the entire membership fee. And they, when they find those things, it's just like a treasure. So I'm excited to give you that code at the end of the website. Those who are premium members, they know that. And so definitely sign up. And if you're not on our newsletter list, you need to sign up to get our newsletters, because that's how you'll find out what those treasures are that are constantly being added. And we often feature some of those older things that are just buried down in there. The site's been growing since 1994. It was one of the first children's ministry websites, and like a snowball going down a hill, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So very excited about this month, because we just love our members and we just want to spread the love back to you, so we'll have those great deals for you. But let's get on to the real Kidmin key word for today. Now, we had a lot of great guesses in the forum. Congratulations to those who guessed some great letters, but the prize is going to go to the person who guessed the word that I want to talk about today, and that is Tamara Jones. Congratulations. She guessed the word motivation, and that's what I want to talk about today. How do we stay motivated in ministry? Because, man, it's tough, and, and I'm going to come about it in kind of a different way. I'm not going to talk about ministry. I'm going to talk about the blizzard that we just had here in Denver. I love living in Denver. And people always think it's crazy when I say that, you know, we moved to Colorado to get away from the cold of Chicago. And they say, why didn't you move to Florida or California? Well, it's because we love the seasons and we actually love the snow. But Colorado has 300 days of sunshine a year. We can have a blizzard one day, and the next day, within a few days, you know, the snow melts, and I can have my convertible top down and be enjoying 70-degree weather again. And so we can have blizzards, and yet we can enjoy some beautiful sunshine weather again. And, of course, I love the mountains. You know, but we had a blizzard. For 2 years, I have been shoveling snow. I've had bad luck with these snow blowers. They keep breaking down, and I just haven't wanted to buy another cheap snow blower that lasts me one winter. And in Chicago, they just kept breaking on me, and the string would break, and I'd be unclogging the thing constantly. And so when we moved to Colorado, I was like, you know, I don't want to buy another cheap snowblower. If I'm going to buy a snowblower, I want a good snowblower. So I have just been saving up and shoveling. But, you know, I had a heart attack a couple years ago. I got a stent in my heart. You know, shoveling snow is really not, you know, medically very smart for me to do. And then there's been times when I've been out of town and it snowed, and my wife's back home and she's shoveling, and I just feel like a terrible husband. So I'm calling friends from out of town and saying, man, would you go over to the house and shovel for my wife? Because, man, I'm out of town and I just feel terrible, you know, that my wife is, you know, there at home, and I'm not there able to do my husbandly duty to, you know, get the snow off the sidewalk and the driveway and everything. So we had a blizzard coming in, and it said it was going to be 20 inches. And I was like, all right, it's time to pull the trigger. It's time to get a real snowblower, like the one my dad had in high school that was like a 5-speed stick shift, multiple gears, two-cycle engine, you know, with a plug-in push-button start. I finally did it. I finally got me a super-duper snowblower. And I had to snowblow five times in this blizzard this week. And I'm out there, and I'm snowblowing, and I'm seeing down the street, I'm seeing other people shoveling, and my heart goes out to them. So I plowed down the street, and I helped people dig out the wall of snow that the plow left for others. And then I noticed some people whose cars were halfway up the driveway, and they're trapped in their house, and their cars are trapped. So I'm digging out the neighbors with this big monster machine that I was so blessed to be able to get. And a couple times, you know, I was thinking, well, I could just do the minimum, you know, I could just, you know, do a little path up there. And you're going to think this is nuts. You're going to think that I'm crazy. But I was worshiping while I was snowblowing. Now, does that sound insane to you? It really isn't. Because as I was snowblowing, I was realizing, you know, this snowblower, I actually was thinking of putting a little sign on it and calling it God's snowblower. Because that snowblower doesn't belong to me. God enabled me to get that snowblower. And I think of that snowblower as God's snowblower. He finally enabled me to get it. And I felt so blessed to get it that the first time I was put it back in the garage. Now, I was actually doing just my neighbors because they're out of town, off to a funeral because grandma died. And so I was just doing two driveways. Every time I went out, I did mine and my neighbor's. And I was finishing up the third time, and that was the first time I saw somebody shoveling. And I was going to go in and get warm. It was cold out. I had a ski mask on and everything. There's a picture on Facebook. And I thought, you know, I can't go in and get warm when there's someone down there shoveling, because I've been doing that for 2 years, and I know what it's like. And the Lord compelled me to go help that first person shovel. And then I saw someone else down there shoveling, and I went and did them. I was convicted. This is God's snowblower. And he's the one that enabled me to have this after 2 years of struggling and suffering without it. And then when I went down there and I thought, you know, I could do the minimum. And then I was struck by Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God. And actually it's 3:23 where it says you do it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And I realized, you know what? I'm not snowblowing my neighbor's driveway. I'm snowblowing Jesus' driveway. Now, I know some of you are going to think that's nuts, but I decided my mindset has to be whatever driveway I do, whatever sidewalk I do, I'm doing this as though it's God's driveway. That means I don't just do one path. I do the full driveway. I do the pathways that go out to the street. And when I do the driveway, I even do a little extra off to the side so that when the neighbors come home, they wonder who did this, because they didn't just carve out a little bit. They did the whole thing. They even did the pathway to the side garage. They even went back with a shovel and cleared off the steps. And a few people that actually noticed and thanked. I just said, this is God's snowblower, and he wanted me to help you out. One guy refused the help. He said, I don't have to go to the gym. This is my exercise, and that was fine. But you know, my point is that it's God's snowblower, and my motivation was that I was snowblowing for God and not even for my neighbors. Now, how does that translate back into ministry? Well, when you're in ministry, everything you do, you're not doing it for the kids. I hear all the time, I do it for the kids. I got to tell you, you're not doing it for the kids. Now, the kids benefit, but you're not doing it for the kids, because the kids are not going to appreciate you. They're not going to thank you. They're going to let you down. They're going to discourage you. What about the kids that don't end up living for the Lord? You're not doing it for the parents. You better not be doing it for the parents, because they're going to really drive you nuts sometimes. You're not even doing it for your volunteers. You're not doing it for the senior pastor to impress him. You're doing it only for the Lord. Because there are going to be times that nobody's going to see that toilet you unclog. No one's going to see that you have to go in after other staff people and completely clean up their mess, because they don't bother to clean up after their event and put things away. And you've got to actually put their stuff away before you can set up your event. You get no appreciation for that. No one's going to see that you and your wife spent hours going through the resource room, sorting out all the broken crayons and throwing them all out and sorting all the crayons. And then some dear, sweet, nice lady who loves the Lord and loves to recycle goes through the garbage, finds all the broken crayons and puts them all back, and comes to you and says, oh, Pastor Carl, you'll be so glad to know I found a bunch of crayons in the garbage and I put them back in the resource room. And part of you wants to wring her neck, and all you can say is, thank you for doing that. What a wonderful gift. Even though you spent hours pulling out all those broken crayons. You know, nobody sees all the things you do that are not in your job description and that at times in the flesh you feel are beneath you. If your motivation is not to, that you just serve the Lord, when you spent hours setting up a room and then someone comes in there, completely undoes it, and right before your ministry, you have to completely reset up the room. If you're not serving the Lord, you're going to get angry. You're going to be all in knots. You're going to be saying things under your breath that a Christian shouldn't be saying. But when you are serving the Lord, you can stay calm. You can say to God, well, I guess you want me to set up this room twice today. You can be almost like a Jedi. Sorry for the Star Wars reference. But you can just stay calm where nothing rouses you. I mentioned Colossians chapter 3, verses 17 and 23, and I'm actually going to reference them in reverse order. But those are two great verses on motivation. Let me read them to you, verse 23 first and then verse 17. Verse 23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. And then back up in verse 17, it says, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Four important lessons from these two verses. Number one, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. Doesn't matter if you're snow blowing, doesn't matter if you're cleaning out the resource closet, doesn't matter if you're decorating a bulletin board, doesn't matter if you're cleaning up vomit. It doesn't matter what you're doing, preparing your lessons. Everything you do, you work at it with all your heart. Now, this doesn't mean perfectionism. This doesn't mean that everything has to be perfect. What it means is you put all of your heart into it. And there's a reason for that. Verse 23 talks about work at it with all your heart. Why? Because you're doing it for the Lord. You're not doing it for man. You have to constantly remind yourself, you know what? I'm doing this for Jesus. I want to please him. It doesn't matter what other people think. And the reason that's important is because when you let other people down and they don't like it, it's like, that doesn't matter because I really wasn't doing it for them. And when other people are critical, you know what? You listen to their feedback. You take it. You receive it. You say thank you for the input and the feedback. You learn from it. And what you disagree with, you can just take with open hands. And it also helps with the compliments. You don't become proud because, you know what, you weren't really doing it for the praise of men. You can enjoy compliments, but you know what, you were doing it for the Lord. You were not doing it for people. So number one, you work at it with all your heart. Number two, you do it for the Lord. And then from verse 17, there's two more principles. You do it in the name of the Lord. You were doing it for him, because of him. So when someone asks you why you did that, you know, I didn't want to say, you know, God compelled me to do this. So I just said, you know, it's God's snowblower. He enabled me to have it. I've been shoveling for 2 years. I couldn't go back in my house and watch you shovel. And just that subtle way, I wanted to do it in God's name so that they knew it's not because I'm a nice neighbor. Because without God, I probably wouldn't be a nice neighbor. I probably would have been back in the house sipping hot chocolate and saying, ha, lucky me, I have a snowblower. I used to have to do it that way. But it was the Holy Spirit within me that compelled me to go down the street and to help someone who had to do it the way I've been doing it for the last 2 years. Let people know you do it in the name of the Lord, because we want him to get the glory. I didn't want people to think that I'm a nice neighbor. That has no eternal benefit. We want people to know it's because of the Lord that we do what we do. And number four, do it in a spirit of gratitude. You know, be thankful that you get to serve the Lord. How quickly we can evolve into a spirit of martyrdom. You know, they're really lucky they have me. Man, if it wasn't for me, this children's ministry would fall apart. In fact, if it wasn't for me, the entire church ministry would fall apart because I'm doing everybody else's job around here. I'm picking up after the janitor. I'm doing half the youth pastor's job. I'm making the senior pastor look good. In fact, this church probably wouldn't even be growing if it wasn't for the children's ministry. You know, we get this pride that seeps in. We get this martyrdom, this poor me attitude, instead of this attitude of gratitude. That, you know what, I'm just lucky to be saved, first of all. I'm lucky to have this job. I'm lucky to have this opportunity to serve God. I'm lucky to have these kids that look up to me, these volunteers who give their time and energy and their heart to serve me. And you know what? We forget that Jesus got on his hands and knees and he washed those dirty disciples' feet. You know what? I've never been asked to wash anybody's feet. So you know what? If I have to fold up some chairs or got to clean up some messes or unclog some toilets, you know what? I got this thing about feet. I don't really like feet. So you know what? There's a lot of other things that I will do so I don't have to wash feet. Now, if I had to wash feet, Jesus did it, I'll do it. But I've never had to wash feet. So you know what? I'll settle for some other things. So we need to work at it with all of our heart. We need to do it for the Lord and not for man. We need to do it in the name of the Lord. We need to do it with a spirit of gratitude. And if that's our motivation, it'll make all the difference in the world. And it keeps us motivated, because at the end of the day, we're reminded that if we don't give up, we are going to get a reward. In fact, that's what it says in 2 Chronicles 15:7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. When we get discouraged in ministry, it's because we've gotten our focus off of Jesus and onto ourselves. And we've gotten our focus off of our calling and onto our problems. When we let our motivation be to serve and to please Jesus, there's nothing that can faze us. Everything that comes against us, we're just like, hey, Jesus, how do you want me to handle this? And we get a joy in our step and a whistle in our walk, because our motivation is just to please him no matter what happens. And we're constantly reminded that someday we're going to face him. He's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant, because we remember that when we get to heaven,
crown, crown, get a crown,
I'll get a crown,
yeah,
get a crown, 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 I'll get a crown,
get a crown,
get a crown.
Get closer every day. Yeah, I'll get rewarded if I do not stray.
I'll get a crown,
get a crown, crown, crown.
I'll get
when
a crown. The king comes around.
Get a crown, crown, crown. I'll get
and
a
the
crown.
Trumpet sounds.
Get a crown, crown, crown. I'll get
oh,
a crown.
My heart will
pound. Get a crown, crown, crown. I'll get a crown.
I'll get a crown.
So what we got to do is we just got to focus on the fact that Jesus is who we're serving. He notices everything we do. Our boss isn't going to notice. The parents aren't going to notice. The kids aren't going to notice, but God does notice.
He's preparing just for me, and the surf is up on the crystal sea. All the city gates are pearl, and there's gold on the street. And right next to Jesus is where I'll take my seat.
And when we do get those crowns, we're going to be so excited to see Jesus. The crown's not even going to matter anymore. In fact, the Bible says we're going to take those crowns and we're just going to throw them at the feet of Jesus, because we're going to be so delighted to see him. And what a day that's going to be. Well, I hope that you're encouraged to focus on your motivation, focus on serving him, focus on doing it in his name, doing it with an attitude of gratitude, and not worrying about letting your motivation be anything else. So that is our Kidmin keyword that starts with the letter M. But it's also Kidology membership. So remember, you need to sign up for 17 cents a day. Less than that, you get access to so many resources, so many discounts, so many amazing things to help you in your children's ministry. And I just hope that you're not one of those that's settled for the basic membership. That's just intended to kind of get your feet into the shallow end, the little wading pool for the kiddos who are kind of scared to get into the real pool. You need to dive into the deep end and just start experiencing everything that Kidology has for you. And to help you and encourage you, here's the promised code. Now, this won't work for members who are already on the site. This will only work for new folks. But here it is. If you put in KIDMIN FB, all right, all lowercase, and you buy an annual membership, the $60 membership, and it will add on an extra 3 months. So you will end up getting 15 months for the cost of a year. That's Kidmin, KIDMINFB, and that's good for the whole month of February. Now, if you want to give that to a friend or whatever, that's fine. Spread the love. Let people know they can get 15 months for the cost of 12 during the month of February. Midnight at the end of February, it will no longer work. Also, remember to go to kidology.org/loves you, and you can click through if you're a premium member and find out what the deals are this month just for our premium members, because we love you. We want to spread the love and give you some special premium member exclusive deals just for you during this special month of February. Thanks for listening to Kidmin Talk. Congrats to Skip Barton and Vanessa Small for sharing their stories last week. They'll be getting a free copy of Brian Dollar's book, I Blew It. I like to drop names on the show to encourage folks to interact in the forum. So today I'm dropping the name of two good friends of mine to see if they're listening. Hey, Kim Bob and Jeff Bradley, are you out there? I'd love to hear from you. Your name has been dropped. Remember, interact in the forum and you can be a winner too. Be sure to post your guess for next week's Kidmin keyword. It will start with the letter N, and I'll be broadcasting from Ottawa, Canada with Nikki Straza. So until next time, keep serving Jesus.